Breakfast Radio, FM 104.6. We've got some new students in the building, and I'm pleased to be able to say we've got one of them over there, and that is, let me think now, it's Tegan, isn't it?
Yes.
How are you, Tegan?
Yeah, a bit nervous.
Well, don't be nervous. You've been on the back of a bike this morning.
True.
And we're not talking bicycles, we're talking motorcycles.
Yeah,
Who rides that? Who drives it? Who's in the front? Don't tell me you are.
No, my granddad.
Your granddad. What's your granddad's name?
My granddad's name is David.
David. So old granddad David on the bike. It's a 750. It's not just a small bike. It's like a big un.
Yeah, it's a big un.
Don't you get nervous on the back of that?
At first, yeah, but then you get used to it because it's actually quite relaxing.
I don't know. I don't know how you can be nervous about sitting there in front of a microphone and then get on the back of a bike and not be that nervous. That's incredible. So, anyway, look, let's find out a little bit more about you. Whereabouts do you live on the island?
Chell.
You live in Chell. And what school do you go to?
Medina College.
How long have you been going there?
I've been going since I was year seven, so 2 years.
So 2 years, and how old are you now?
13.
13, all right. And what sort of hobbies you got?
Well, I have a walk with my granddad a lot.
Yeah?
Sometimes. And I also play my Xbox a little bit.
No kids ever said that. So what do you play when you're on your Xbox?
Sometimes Minecraft.
Right.
Rarely Fortnite.
Rarely. Okay, so how many hours a week do you play Minecraft?
Depends if how long I've got, you know.
So a couple of hours a week then, at least. All right. And these walks that you go on, I mean, you live over really the nice side of the island, so you must have plenty of walks that you can say that's a nice walk, whatever, you know? Yeah. So come on, what's your best walk?
My best walk would be where, like, you know where the deers are? I'm trying
the
to
deers.
Be specific.
Right,
specific.
Okay. I'm not sure where the deers are, no.
Yeah,
is that old deers or just deers? So I'm not sure where the deers are, go on.
Basically, it's a nice calming area, which, like, there's a lot of wildlife, which is quite nice.
Do you do, like, a coastal walk? Because you're over there right on the coast, aren't you?
Pardon?
Do you do a coastal walk?
Coastal walk?
Yeah, you know, by the sea.
Don't think so, no.
He's, like, thinking now he's talking in a foreign language, isn't he? So what sort of hobbies you got other than playing games?
Well, I'm pretty good at art, I guess.
Yeah, and you got art this afternoon, haven't you, when you go back to school?
Yeah.
What sort of... look at the glint in his eye, he's all smiley. So what are you going to be doing in art today, do you know?
No, I'm not too sure.
Do you ever know when you turn up?
No.
Is that a good thing?
Sometimes, yeah.
I wonder what we'll be doing today.
Yeah.
What did you do last week?
Last week, I don't know how to say this. Basically, this was a circle which you had to, like, do patterns with.
Right.
And we did something like that.
Okay. And so what sort of colours did you use on your pattern?
We didn't use colours. We did more of sketching stuff.
Right, okay. And is that now finished? Do you then go back to it this week, or is that a completed job?
I think we go back to it.
All right, so that's maybe what you'd be doing this week then?
Yeah, maybe.
We've sussed out together, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's something interesting about you, because you said that you would like to be... I mean, here we are, you're only 13, and you already know what you want to do.
Yep.
And go on, tell us what you want to do.
One day I want to be a therapist, so I can help others with their emotions, like how they feel.
That's a lovely thing to hear from someone so young, especially as this current time that we've all gone through. It's all been difficult. What are you going to do to be able to do this? Have you looked it up? What you're going to need? What you're going to need to do?
Not yet, no. But I'm looking forward to it one day.
So you'll be able to sit there and listen to people, and you'll be able to help them.
Yes.
What a lovely thing. That's really nice to hear. It really is. Hey, look, are you enjoying yourself so far?
Yes.
Are you a bit more relaxed than you was?
Yes, definitely.
Good. Okay. We're going to talk some more in a mo. Okay, but for now, Tegan, thank you. We're going to play... What are we going to play next?
UB40.
And?
And...
this is Sailor V. It's 11:25, you're listening to Vectis Radio, and we've got two new students in the building, and one of them is, we've got Motorcycle Man over there, which is Tegan. And Tegan, you love superheroes.
Yep.
Tell us about your podcast that you're going to be doing on a weekly basis from here on in.
The Superhero Project.
So every week you're going to talk about a superhero?
Yeah.
Okay, and who is your favourite superhero?
My favourite superhero is Batman and Hulk.
Batman and Hulk. Okay, but if you had to choose, which one's which? Come on, who's top one?
Probably Hulk.
Okay, so Incredible Hulk is... do they call him Incredible now or just Hulk?
And they just call him Hulk.
Because I remember there was a program back in probably the 60s and the 70s, a bloke called, I think it was Bill Bixby, that used to play the Incredible Hulk. And the original, do you know who played the original Hulk?
Not sure.
Lou Ferrigno, was it? Lou Ferrigno?
I think so.
Who plays the Hulk now?
Ooh, I'm not too certain.
Right, okay. We'll have to work on that then, won't we? So the Incredible Hulk is your favourite superhero, closely followed by...
By Batman, yeah.
Tell us, because I used to think it was Batman and Robin, but it's not, is it? Not really.
No.
So where does Robin fit in then?
Robin, he's like Batman's sidekick, and there's like so many Robins in the DC universe.
But in the DC, in the films, Batman, it's not Batman and Robin, is it? It's just Batman.
Yeah.
So is Robin in it as well or not? Don't shatter my dreams.
Sorry, try not to shatter your dreams.
Don't shatter my dreams. Because obviously there was when Batman, I think there were films and programs back in the 1950s and 60s. So we go back a long way, don't we? So what is he a DC or is he the other one?
Well, Batman and Robin's DC, yeah.
Right, Batman and Robin are DC, and the Incredible Hulk is?
Marvel.
Marvel, something completely different. What is the difference between the two, is there?
How do you mean?
Well, can somebody else in the studio mention the fact that they're not in the same universe?
No, they're not in the same universe.
So it's totally different. They are in a different universe to them. Okay, what about Deadpool?
Yeah, Deadpool.
Deadpool. What universe does he live in?
He lives in the Marvel universe.
In the Marvel universe?
Yes.
Right, okay. Is that a favourite one of yours?
Marvel?
Yeah. Deadpool?
He's another one of my favourite ones, yeah.
I must admit, I like Deadpool more than anything else.
Yeah, he's immortal.
And there's a pretty lady in it as well, and I can't remember what her name was. Let me just look it up. Do you remember what her name was?
Nope.
Do you remember what her name was? No, I don't remember what it was either. And they are making a third movie.
Are they?
They are making a third movie. Let me put my specs on and I'll tell you. Because first of all, it was cancelled. They didn't, obviously because of COVID and so on. They decided they were going to cancel it. But now, they reckon, the rumours are that Deadpool 3, the release date is looking likely to be November 2023. So it is going to happen. But it's going to happen in a little while. I would imagine it takes at least a year to make one of those films anyway. And the rumours are that Ryan Reynolds is going to play Deadpool again. And that's good news, because, I mean, you know...
Yes, that's good news.
He's the man for the job, isn't he, really? He's the best one, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's the best one.
Okay, so Deadpool then. So every week you're going to talk about a superhero?
Yes.
Okay, is there many females? We don't want to leave the females out. Is there many female superheroes?
Black Widow.
Black Widow?
Yeah.
Okay, is there any more? There must be some more.
Captain... There's Captain Marvel.
What about Wonder Woman?
Or is it Miss Marvel? Yes, Miss Marvel.
Miss Marple?
Miss Marvel.
Miss Marple's something else, isn't it? So what about Wonder Woman? Is she part of this group as well?
She's in the DC Universe.
Right, so have you seen the latest Wonder Woman film?
No.
Oh, I have. It's about 2 hours and 40 minutes, and I've got to be honest with you, it's not the best one they've ever made.
Oh.
I was disappointed with it, I must admit. But the others, just chuck some superheroes at me, come on. How many do you reckon you can name?
Well, there's Deadpool in the Marvel Universe.
Who else is in the Marvel Universe?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, okay.
Iron Man.
Who's your favourite Spider-Man?
I think it would be Tobey Maguire.
Right. You don't like Tom Holland? Is it Tom Holland in the current one?
Yeah, that's the current one.
Oh, I can see you're screwing up your face when I mentioned him. You didn't like him, did you?
Well, it's not I don't like him.
Go on.
No, I just like the Tobey Maguire one's better. I just don't know why.
All right. Well, it's unfortunate because Tom's actually in the green room waiting to meet you. And oh, he's gone now. Don't worry. Joking. So, who else is in this this Marvel lot that you like?
Marvel lot. I think I already mentioned Iron Man.
Yeah, there must be a load more. Otherwise, this could be the shortest podcast in history, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, there's loads more.
How many do you reckon there are superheroes?
Oh, I've got to count this up.
How many do you reckon? 100?
Yeah, I reckon about 100.
So you got plenty of weeks to do pick a superhero every single week, because you're going to be doing this with your teammate, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you're going to be picking a superhero. You're going to be talking about where they came from, who plays the parts, and so on.
Yeah.
And you're going to start that next week.
Correct.
Who are you starting with?
That's a tricky question. Hulk, I reckon.
You're going to do the Hulk first?
Yeah, I reckon.
Okay, so we're going to find out a little bit more about the Hulk next week. What makes him angry? Is it just anything? Anything that makes him angry makes him, you know, turn green?
I think anything makes him angry, actually.
Right, so anything at all. It's not a specific thing. It's just anything that's... do you ever get like that?
Well, when, like,
have
I'm
you got
angry.
To be careful around you?
Yeah.
When you get angry, you know, do you just...
Except I don't turn into the Hulk.
Right, okay. That's good to hear. Do you want to introduce the next song?
Yes.
Go on, then.
Tom Jones.
Yeah, that's the one, that one. I love that. She's got a great voice as well. Jojo and the Teeth. What a great name for a band. They sent us a load of tracks. We put them on the playlist. They're a local artist. You can do the same. ian.mac@vectisradio.fm. Now we've got Eugene in. No, it's not Eugene. It's Tegan.
Yeah.
That's the one. Tegan. Pulling your leg. And we've got another gentleman in the studio. I'm hoping to get him to talk in a mo. But you, what have you got when you go back to school later?
Maths, wasn't it, Adam?
Yeah, maths. You any good at maths?
No.
Six sevens?
Oh, God, not this again.
Six sevens? Any ideas?
42.
42. See, the mathematician is in the building. Now, we're talking superheroes. Adam, who's your favourite superhero?
That is difficult, man.
Well, look, let's think about this. Is it male or female?
Probably male.
DC or Marvel?
Maybe Marvel.
Maybe Marvel. Alright. What do you think it is? Do you know? Do you know what it is?
Nope.
Favourite ever superhero? If Supermac, right, came down and said, right, there's no more DC and Marvel, but you can pick one superhero that you can save, okay, which would it be?
I would probably pick Doctor Strange.
You're going to go with Doctor Strange, right? Okay, who would you pick?
I'd probably go for Doctor Strange.
No, don't. You just save one person. You've just, you know, you could save two. You got one. Come on, who are you going to pick?
I would save Iron Man.
Iron Man. You're going to get not the Hulk.
No.
I'm shocked. Absolutely shocked. So you just tell me, you've got maths this afternoon. You've got what else have you got?
I got the same lessons as Tegan.
Do you sit together?
Yeah.
So just remind us, you're Adam, and where do you come from?
I come from East Cowes.
So you're over there in East Cowes, yeah. He's over there in Chow. Are you mates? Are you good buddies?
Yeah.
Do you sit together in class?
Yeah.
Do you talk? What do you talk about most of all? Come on, Adam. What do you talk about? You can't talk about superheroes, do you? Or is that it? Is that the topic?
I don't know.
So what else? Do you talk about music?
Yeah, sometimes.
What's your favourite music?
Some of my favourites are probably Green Day.
What's your favourite Green Day track?
I know some. There's one called American Idiot.
Right, okay, clean version.
Then there's another called Holiday.
Holiday, right. Yeah. I wasn't expecting you to say that. I thought the other big one they had was Wake Me Up When... What's the name of that one called? Come on. Wake Me Up When September Comes. Is that the one?
I think so.
Yeah? So you like Green Day?
Yeah.
Okay, what other music do you like?
I do like some Elton John.
Oh, now you're talking. Go on, tell us what you like.
I like I'm Still Standing.
Yeah.
Rocket Man.
Rocket Man's a good track. So's I'm Still Standing. If you had to pick one, though, which one would you go for?
Don't Keep Breaking My Heart.
Ah, that was. Do you know what? That was his only number one for so many years. He did that with Kiki D.
What?
Yeah, incredibly. He's only had a few number ones, you know. Only a few. And yet he's had music in the... I've just finished his autobiography. It's fascinating. A really, really good... I listen to the Audible stuff, and I don't read it because I can't concentrate for long enough, but it's a really, really good listening. He's had hits in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and so on, and it is absolutely fantastic. Hey, look, it's a real pleasure to meet you both, mm-hmm. and I know that you've got to get off back to school and have all of those lessons. You're going to have lunch first, though, aren't you?
Yeah.
So what would you have for lunch?
I don't know. It's like a lottery.
It's like a lottery, is
yeah.
it? Brilliant. What would you like?
I don't know.
You know, fish and chips, burger and chips?
Maybe something like that.
Yeah, well, just say, for instance, if your mum is listening now and she was going to make your tea for you tonight, what would you like?
I would probably make some really good burgers.
Burgers,
yeah.
Right. What are you having?
Chips.
Yeah, just chips?
Yeah.
No burgers?
No.
Just chips?
Yeah.
Good, good. Are you having chips for your burger?
Yeah.
And what are you having on your burger?
Let's see. Lettuce, tomato, uh-huh. some caramelised onions.
Nice, nice. Bit of sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What and maybe some bacon.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that that's what you're going to get when you go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe when you go back home, if mum thinks, you know, hang on, he deserves it. Hey, look, good to meet you, and hopefully you'll be back next week.